It's Thursday, June 18th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Another killer cop catches a murder charge, this time in Georgia. But human rights advocates say we are a long way from justice for police brutality. Meanwhile, essential delivery workers are having a lot of problems with police during this time of curfews. Millions more people each week face an untenable economic situation. And lastly, why is it so satisfying to see conservatives lose their mind over the police-free zone that lefties set up in Seattle? We bring you the latest from the Chaz or the Chop, whichever, take your pick.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
The United Nations Human Rights Council held an urgent session in New York yesterday on racism and police brutality. The UN's Chief of Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, said during the proceedings that, quote, too little has changed over too many years. The scale of today's protests point at the sea change. We need a decisive action around the world, unquote. It's far from decisive, but there was one sign of progress in yesterday's headlines. The fired Atlanta cop who shot and killed Rayshard Brooks, a 27-year-old restaurant worker, caught felony murder charges yesterday. In addition to the murder charge, Garrett Rolfe will face 10 other offenses for shooting Brooks twice during a suspected drunk driving stop. Prosecutors say they have video showing Rolfe kick Brooks on the ground after shooting him. The Brooks family's attorney told reporters, quote, was this justice today? Not yet, unquote. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution yesterday reported on a sudden string of hangings that has killed 6 Black and Hispanic Americans in 4 states. The people fear lynchings, but police have ruled each case a suicide. Across the country, Oakland, California's mayor announced a hate crimes investigation after nooses were found hanging from trees on public land. But after the mayor's announcement, Oakland police put out a statement that the ropes could simply have been part of someone's exercise routine. So yeah, we need decisive action around the world to end racism and police brutality. If anyone's essential, it's the person delivering your pad thai. Gig workers are increasingly facing arrest for violating curfew, the Washington Post reported yesterday. Many delivery apps like Caviar, Uber, and Instacart have kept operating during periods of coronavirus curfew around the country, but they aren't always letting their drivers know the legal risks they might face, not to mention threats to life and limb from the police. The companies say they have instituted changes to keep workers safer, like distributing face masks, but critics and labor advocates say it's not enough. What's more, their workforce has expanded dramatically as a result of the pandemic and economic crisis. Hundreds of thousands of people have joined the gig economy labor pool in recent months, and they're finding out the hard way just how cruel and unjust the lords of Silicon Valley can be. 1 in 13 San Francisco renters has broken their lease in the past 100 days. That's according to the San Francisco Chronicle, which says that people are walking out on their leases rather than fall behind on rent. The top category of renters to bail on their leases were those between 18 and 25 years old. But all kinds of people are suffering all over the place. Reports from Kentucky yesterday showed 8-hour unemployment lines. That's thousands of people standing for hours in the sun, lined up along a road, and presumably getting more angry by the minute. This is what you get with a capitalist economy in freefall that provides no meaningful safety net.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
The Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, or CHAZ, also known as the Capitol Hill Organized Protest, or CHOP, continues to drive Republicans insane. The gentrified Seattle neighborhood has been occupied by protesters who are determined to keep the cops at bay. They've held their ground for 11 days now and reclaimed some public land in the process. This week, some members from the CHOP community met with elected officials and bureaucrats from the city of Seattle to agree on new borders. These were described by local alt-weekly The Stranger as slightly smaller but more permanent. The newspaper reported, quote, fruitful conversations between residents in the city the last few days. Now, the Seattle Fire Department, Seattle Public Utilities, and Seattle Department of Transportation are removing the old flimsy barriers at the intersections and installing concrete barriers wrapped with particle board. Honey buckets are being rearranged, and the No Cop Co-op is moving down the street a bit, unquote. The idea is to allow greater access for emergency vehicles, including fire trucks. It seems the only people who are taking the words autonomous zone literally work in conservative media. Far-right websites put out a call for so-called patriots to, quote, end domestic terrorism, unquote, and the CHOP with an event scheduled for today. Local activists don't seem too worried, as past incursions by the far right ended in humiliation for the reactionaries. Showing just how obsessed the right is with this anarchist experiment in Seattle, Florida drunk driver and Congressman Matt Gaetz yesterday went on a wild rant about the CHOP. Trump. He asked the majority Democrats if they'd host a congressional delegation to Seattle so they could assess conditions for themselves. Evidently, he believes Trump, who claims Seattle has been taken over by domestic terrorists. Gates then got into a heated back and forth with Louisiana Congressman Cedric Richmond, who suggested Gates might have a conscious racial bias. Gates responded by shouting, "Who the hell do you think you are? This is outrageous." But Richmond, who chaired the Congressional Black Caucus until last year, had the final word. "If the shoe fits," he said. "Matt Gates, racist? Yeah, that shoe fits just fine." Here's what Gates could see happening in CHOP if he actually cared to look. A young black Stanford graduate with training and degrees in energy and sustainability who started a vegetable garden in the Capitol Hill Park. The urban farmer, Marcus Henderson, told The Stranger his work on the CHOP farm seeks to remedy historic injustices. One way systemic racism in America has worked is by depriving blacks of land. Henderson runs a small organization called Black Star Farmers, which is also the name of his website and his Instagram page. If you're in the Seattle area, they are seeking donations of organic compost, mulch, river rock, cinder blocks, worms, and other small farm necessities. Oh no, anarchy.
And now, for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Police in Portland, Oregon arrested a man who drove into a crowd of protesters early yesterday morning. Anthony Eagle Horse Lissandro, 27, injured three people with his car before speeding away and, after crashing, fleeing on foot. The protesters' injuries were said to be not life-threatening. Former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton's book is the talk of the Beltway, especially since the White House is basically trying to ban it. In experts widely reported yesterday, Trump is revealed to have asked Chinese leader Xi Jinping for help getting reelected. The walrus mustache always laughs last. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer endorsed New York Representative Elliot Engel yesterday. Engel, a hawkish centrist, faces progressive favorite Jamal Bowman in the New York Democratic primary next Tuesday, June 23rd. Chuck would have been smarter to sit this one out. Honest-to-goodness pirates are menacing the Gulf of Mexico, or so says the U.S. State Department. The latest travel advisory for Mexico warns that armed criminal groups have been known to target and rob commercial vessels, oil platforms, and offshore supply vessels in the Southern Gulf. Good to know someone out there is still making an honest living.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's all for the AM Quickie. Join us this afternoon on the Majority Report.